It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A bill that passed the Assembly last week would keep a decades-old land conservation program alive for another 2 years, but with changes that critics argue would compromise the essence of the program. The Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program was created in 1989. It's used to set aside land for conservation and public recreation. For years, state lawmakers exercised control over what Knowles Nelson projects received funding through the state's Budget Writing Committee Joint Finance. But the program and the power of the committee became a flashpoint over the balance of power between the governor and the legislature. The state Supreme Court ruled in 2024 the Joint Finance Committee did not have the authority to slow or stop land stewardship purchases through anonymous legislative objections. Now, the Assembly bill passed last week would reauthorize the program for 2 more years, but would put a pause on land purchasing and at the same time decrease funding and increase legislative oversight. To look closer at the legislation and the debate over the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program, we have one of the bill's authors. Republican Representative Shay Sortwell of Two Rivers is here from the 2nd Assembly District east of Appleton, which includes portions of Brown, Manitowoc, and Outagamie counties. Representative Sortwell, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Under one proposal, funding for the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program would decrease from $33 million a year to about $28.5 million a year. Why shrink the budget for this conservation program?
Oh, well, sure. Well, first we got to look at the background of this, which, of course, you kind of briefly addressed, which is the state Supreme Court, which now has a liberal majority on it in 2024, killed the program that we've had for decades. And so we really have to kind of build this from the ground up and try to figure out, OK, what can we still do that the court will allow us to do? And so as Representative Kurtz, who's the main author on the Assembly side, was going through this and working with me and others, trying to figure out what we could do, it really became apparent that the primary focus that we really want to do immediately while we still try to work through the legal aspects of this is make sure we don't lose what we have today. We want to conserve all the public lands that we have and make sure we are maintaining them. So as it relates to the funding, if we are not making as many large purchases of large tracts of land and instead are focusing on maintaining what we have, then obviously you're not going to need as much direct money because it is less money to maintain it than to maintain it and buy more. So there is still some provisions to buy additional lands in the bill as passed. But that is not the focus of it today. We're trying to maintain what we have today.
Okay, don't lose what we have today, the focus there. And you've described this legislation as an opportunity to keep the program alive and then strengthen it over time. Why not strengthen the program now?
Well, the problem is right now we have significant restrictions now on what the state Supreme Court has said we can legally do. Now, my personal view on this, this is not Representative Kurtz or anybody else. I can't speak for them. I don't know if he's with me on this or not. But I think we should try to restore basically what we had in the past. But the only way to truly do that and make sure we still have legislative oversight of the program, which, you know, it is the constitutional not only authority of the legislature, but our responsibility, our duty to manage the purse strings of the budget of the state of Wisconsin. The only way to really do that, in my belief, as I'm looking at the legal restrictions that the state Supreme Court did, is we're going to have to pass a constitutional amendment. We're going to have to pass a state constitutional amendment to basically tell the court, no, this is perfectly fine for us to do. We can continue to do what we've done for decades under both Republican and Democrat legislatures. Because keep in mind, you know, for a couple of years back in the late 2000s, you know, the Democrats have full control of the state legislature, and they kept this program with this type of oversight that we had. And now just recently, the radical court decided that they wouldn't allow it anymore.
So in terms of this legislative oversight under the bill, the DNR would be required to do comprehensive survey and report on the future of the program, surveying all the land that has been acquired under the stewardship program, including an inventory that looks ahead to the next 5 years. What do you hope to accomplish with these survey studies?
Well, my understanding is part of the problem is we don't necessarily have a comprehensive look as to everything that we have, and we're not looking ahead to what really are we looking to gain? Not just, hey, there's a piece of land here, let's buy it, but what are we really trying to accomplish? And where are we trying to accomplish this? Where are we trying to purchase land? So that's another contention that's kind of come up over the last couple of months while we've been trying to figure out what to do about this program. While in my part of the state, there's plenty of support to, you know, continue to expand the Ice Age Trail, you know, continue to extend bike trails and stuff around the Kimberley area. Those are all things that are widely supported in our district's Habitat for Hunters. That's all widely supported in my district. But there are parts of the state, such as, you know, people that live more up north, where they kind of feel that more and more of the land that affects their daily lives is being purchased by the government. And there's some concern there. So we really want to try to have a comprehensive look and not just how much do we have now, but where is it and what are the future plans to make sure that, you know, the views from all over the state are represented, and not just, you know, not just my part of the state, not just the Madison area, not just Kenosha, but also all the people from Superior and the people in Marinette and the people in north of Wausau. We really want to make sure everybody is involved in this discussion. And so we really kind of have to look at the future and what really is the plan.
So, you know, large projects would have to go in front of the legislative committee. How big would a project have to be to get in front of the committee, you know, in terms of what you're talking here about making sure that all voices from all over the state are represented in where the project goes?
Yeah, so that was a little bit in flux as it was going through the process. So here's the issue with it is what the state Supreme Court said is basically we cannot have a committee you know, kind of giving the final, a legislative committee giving the final sign off on whether a project was going to be purchased or not. And so looking at that, it's like, well, we have two options. We can either give up all our legislative authority, which is, of course, what the Democrat proposal was. They wanted to establish a committee, which was a majority of non-legislators making that committee up. And I just don't think I don't even think we have the authority to give that authority away. Or we could say, look, we need to send something before the full legislature. And that's what this bill did, is it looked at it and said, okay, so for these really small ones, I think it was under 4 acres, but it's not right in front of me this second. But if it's under a small enough amount, you know, the DNR can still purchase that to kind of round out projects. We're not going to micromanage that. But when we're looking at the larger ones, that's going to have to be submitted in a report to the legislature. We changed how it was. Originally, it was earlier in the year, and now we just say once a fiscal year. They have to submit that report to the legislature. So the legislature overall has to be the one now that approves the project. And so that's just trying to meet the requirement of the court. I mean, the court said you can't have a committee making this decision. And while we think it's going to be a lot more efficient to have a legislative committee making the decision, you know, we're not going to, we can't fight them on that unless we amend the state constitution, which I support, but I'm not sure the rest of the legislature is there yet.
We're talking with Republican Representative Shay Sortwell of Two Rivers about the new legislative package to renew funding for the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. You know, Governor Evers said he would only sign a bill on Knowles Nelson if it, quote, appropriately supports both land acquisition and property management. Do you think there's enough support to get the governor's signature?
I think so. I mean, ultimately, one thing I'll say very positive, you know, I have a lot of disagreements with Governor Evers. He's a Democrat. I'm a Republican. We have a lot of disagreements. But one very positive thing I've seen about Governor Evers over the last year is once he kind of announced that he wasn't running for governor again, I think he started really looking at things a lot less politically and a lot more from a policy perspective. And while there was certainly some political games, I believe, played in the assembly the other day when all the Democrats voted against the bill because they said it wasn't good enough, I don't think Governor Evers is going to look at it that way ultimately. I mean, the idea that you're going to veto a bill or vote against a bill because it didn't do enough, but it's still moving in the direction you want. I mean, that's just crazy to me. It's like, for me, if I can get half of what I want or nothing of what I want, what would you pick? I mean, it's kind of common sense. So ultimately, I really do believe if the Senate passes it and we get it to the governor's desk, I would really be surprised if he didn't sign the bills. It was a two-bill package. I would be really surprised if he didn't sign those two bills, because ultimately he wants the Knowles Nelson program to continue. And while it's not as expansive as it was, and I would love to see it more, there's only so much you can do without either giving away the legislative authority or otherwise. And so I think ultimately he'll sign the bills.
You said, Democrat Republican Warren Knowles, of course, was a Republican, Gaylord Nelson, a Democrat. It's been said their deal represented a bipartisan success story in their era of government. Is that bipartisan spirit alive in this work today?
I think it is. I think it can be. My opinion on this is this turned into some political issue unnecessarily. And there were some people who, there's some people who didn't like the program. Obviously, no matter what program it is, there's some people who don't like the program. So there's some people who don't like the program. There's other people who think they can politically benefit by letting a program die. And so I think there was some of that partisanship coming on, even from the Democrat side, because they know this is a politically popular program. I mean, it's not just people who are more environmentalists and kind of think about it that way, but it's outdoor recreationalists, it's hunters, it's fishermen. There's a lot of groups of people that support this program. And I think there were some people who thought that by allowing it to die, you know, Republicans would take the blame for it or whatever. And it's like, well, we got to deal with the fact that the state Supreme Court killed it. So let's get what we can get.
Representative Sortwell, before we let you go, let's turn our attention to Minneapolis. Federal agents killing 37-year-old Alex Preddy from Green Bay, graduated from Green Bay Preble High School. What is your reaction to this killing by immigration agents?
This is a really early stage for us to be taking any stance on it one way or another. I think we got to do the investigations and find out. I mean, I've seen videos and I've seen still pictures, and it's like, okay, this is super early. Right now, I'm waiting to see what the investigation shows. Was this person, you know, wrongfully killed? Maybe. Or was he trying to do something, be violent towards officers? Maybe. We don't know. Let's wait for the investigation to figure that out for us.
Representative Sortwell, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
That is Republican Representative Shea Sortwell of Two Rivers. We've been talking about the Knowles Nelson Land Conservation Stewardship Program that passed the Republican-controlled Assembly, now moves to the Senate for a vote, and if approved, it would head to Governor Evers' desk for either his signature or veto.